This is Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Hello, everyone.
Hi, friends.
Thank you for joining us. You have joined us for episode number 51, and we are basking in the glow of episode 50, I think.
That was a lot of fun.
Thanks. That was so much fun.
Yes. Thank you to all of our friends and listeners who joined us. That was a really good time. And yeah, it was like a joyful time just to get to interact with some of our listeners. Like, who gets to do that? That was really cool. We'll have to do that again.
Oh, yeah. I totally loved it. I loved just seeing the people pop up on the screen that they were listening and the questions and comments that were posted. It was wonderful. So, yes, I want to thank everybody as well because it was awesome.
Who would have thunk there was real life listeners out there?
I know, right? Yeah. People that actually cared to show up for our
craziness. We see some numbers, you know, occasionally we're like, yeah, there's actually people listening, but we actually saw real life people.
I know.
On a computer. Well, but still, it was awesome.
Yeah, it really was. And in keeping with that, if you ever just want to shoot us an email, just even to say hi, like, hey, guys.
Hi, friends.
Right. Hi, friends. Please feel free to do that because we definitely would love to hear from you. Just shoot us an email. The email is always in the description. I make sure I always put it there. And yeah, we'll say hey to you on the air.
Yeah.
And speaking of saying hey on the air, we want to acknowledge our sponsor, Miss Jenny Becknell. Shout out to you, friend.
Whoop, whoop. Whoop, love whoop. You, Jenny Becknell.
Thank you, Miss Jenny, for sponsoring us.
And we also want to acknowledge that Tamara, a friend of ours, well, a friend of Jen's personally, reached out and had some amazing subjects for us to look at and pray about. And one of them we will actually be covering tonight. So thank you, Tamara, for writing in and giving us these amazing suggestions. So thank you.
Yes, Miss Tamara. Love you.
And we said your name right this time. So that's good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I messed it up.
That's all right. I didn't correct it because I think I was so nervous being live. It was like, and I was trying to do all the things like, okay, hit this button, do this thing, look for this person. And then I just, I followed along and I was like, oh, I feel like such a toad for having done that. But anyway. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You didn't look nervous. You did great, as always.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. So in keeping with that, one of the subjects that was asked about was forgiveness. And in one of our episodes, we had talked about that, but we've never had a whole episode devoted just to talking about forgiveness.
Yes.
And Tiffany and I know from experience working in a thing called CST, which is childhood sexual trauma, that there are so many people that go through that group. And one of the biggest challenges is trying to process forgiveness of an offender. Yep. And while in those cases, we see that, I mean, that's a big offense. It's a big thing to try to forgive. There's so much incorrect thinking about what forgiveness is that can somehow trip up someone from forgiving an offender or forgiving anyone in their life.
Right. We look at forgiveness as the worst F word, right? Like we drop the word and everyone is terrified, so much so that we typically wait until the very last class to even begin to address forgiveness, which is kind of silly because it is one of the number one keys to unlocking your healing, your personal healing.
Right.
So hopefully this episode makes the word a little bit lighter and a little bit ways you can understand it better, so that maybe it's something you can actually come alongside of and begin your forgiveness journey. Because forgiveness doesn't have to be a hard thing. It's just an obedient act that we kind of just get to plant the seed with the Lord, and God kind of just takes us on amazing journey, right?
Yeah.
It's a journey. Journey, folks. Journey.
Absolutely, because forgiveness can be a process. That was, for me, that was one of the things that would trip me up. I thought, well, if I've truly forgiven, then why am I wrestling with it again? And it's like, sometimes it just is a process. Now, there have been some times that I've forgiven stuff and I don't think about it anymore. Literally, it's gone. But when it comes to the heavier, traumatic things, or an ending of a marriage, or maybe someone accidentally killed your kid or whatever it is, those are definitely processes, because you just have to work that through. And I want to point out two really important things. First, as we think about this as believers, forgiveness is commanded. It's not suggested. Yep. It's not a, well, if you feel better about things, forgive, whatever. Like, so it, first it's commanded. So I just want to put that out there. And that's, sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow. Sometimes that causes some tough conversations with God over the fact that it is a required thing. It's a commanded thing.
Yep.
But also, forgiveness is different than accountability. And I think that's really important to point out, because when you've been the victim of something, you think, if you don't really know what forgiveness really is all about, you would think that it means there's no accountability, that somehow how you're letting a person off the hook for accountability.
Right. It doesn't make the act or action okay.
Right. Exactly. So you had a scripture, I think, that you were going to read.
Let's in start Ephesians. With that.
Yeah.
Yes. So Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32 says, "Be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another as God in Christ forgave you." And I love that verse because it really checks myself, right? Like, as God in Christ forgave me. So that's saying that, guess what, folks? I'm not perfect either. And I needed forgiveness. And thank God Jesus came to this earth and was a sacrifice so I could be forgiven. Yeah. So it helps for my heart anyhow, and I'm sure not everyone's, but it helps begin the process when I read scriptures like that, soften my heart and acknowledge my own humanism, if that's a word.
Yeah.
My own self, that I am not perfect and I've needed forgiveness too. Not just from, you know, sinning against the Lord, but sinning against people. So it helps me come in at a more humble, softer posture. And I think that's important when you go on this journey, because I think that's kind of what God really starts to do, is soften your heart and give you compassion as the days, weeks, months, years, however long that journey takes for you, you know, go along. So
yeah,
I would love to touch on some personal stories, because Jen and I, of course, like every other human in this world, have had people hurt us and offend us. And some things, like really simple, like Jen and I were talking about before we got on here, like, you know, if Jen's running late or I'm running late, it's easy to forgive in a snap second and never, like Jen said, never think about it again. That's an easy forgiveness thing. But we really are focused on, because we talk about trauma a lot here, is trauma in that forgiveness. That's more of a journey. That's kind of what we're speaking about here. So Jen, do you want to share a personal story about what that looked like for a trauma? You don't need to mention the trauma, but, or even the offender, but how that journey kind of played out in your own life.
Yeah, so for me, one of the biggest traumas that I had, I was angry about it for quite a long time. Obviously, when you have a trauma and you don't deal with it, you carry all that emotion, that unresolved emotion. And that's basically what I would do. I would carry that unresolved emotion and would just, it would come out at the worst times and the worst situations because I had this unforgiveness for this person. And I was steadfastly obedient to God in confessing before God, God, I forgive this person. I forgive them for what they did. And I never felt like I was forgiving them, but I didn't know why. I just knew there was something that was keeping me from totally letting it go. And I really believe that God was pleased with my effort of walking through as much forgiveness as I was able to in that moment. Because I honestly did not know why I wasn't completely letting it go. But every time this offense would come up, I would process and I would work it through. And I would say, God, I forgive this. I obediently stand before you and forgive this. And then I could still get really, really mad about it. And I just had such a very hard time with it. And it wasn't until God had me equate myself with this person who hurt me. And there were times that as the offended party, I actually felt better than them. I was prideful. Look, I didn't know I didn't do this bad thing. They did this bad thing. I'm better than them. They owe me. They owe me. They owe me. And when God just showed me that I was just as bad as they were, if you will, I was a sinner in need of saving grace, just like they are, that we are on equal footing with God. I'm not better than they are. Once I could really see them for the person that they were, crazy loved by God, adored by God, a God-desired relationship with them. If I could see them in all of that equality, that's when I could really forgive them, truly and honestly let it go, because then there was no pride involved and there wasn't this thing of I needed to be paid back. Because I just said before God, they don't owe me anything. Like, because forgiveness really isn't about the other party. Honestly, when you don't forgive somebody, you're not really like doing anything to the other person. They're probably going on living their life. They could care less about you. They probably don't even think about you. Not near what you think about them. And so, you know, unforgiveness isn't doing anything to the other party, but it's doing everything to you.
Terrible things. Yes.
Terrible things. Your insides, just the way you handle stuff. Like I said, I would go off on people because I was so angry about this other thing. So, it was just understanding that we were equal, and I confessed it before God, and I really made myself see them as equal with me and not the thing that they had done, and I could let it go internally. Now, they were still accountable for whatever, you know, however that all played out. But I was able to let it go and truly forgive. And I tell you what, I've never felt such freedom in my entire life. And since that time, I've not like picked up any anger or anything like that. So forgiveness was a great deal of freedom for me.
Yeah. So how long would you guess that it took you to get from point A, beginning your forgiveness, to the end there?
Years.
Okay.
Years, for sure. And that's really sad, right? To carry an offense that long. But, you know, early on, I just didn't know how to process it. You know, it was still raw. I didn't talk about it with too many people. And once I started talking about it, then I got really furiously angry. I didn't realize how angry I was until I started talking about it. And then I just started walking through the process of forgiveness because it was commanded. So as much as I could be obedient, I was, but it was just until I could truly strip away the comparisons between me and this other person that I was able to really forgive them. But that was hard. It was hard until I got to that point. And then it was like, of course, just like the scripture says, you forgive just as Christ has forgiven you, because you're equal.
Yeah.
The offender is not worse or better than you in right. God's eyes.
Right.
So.
And I just wanted to say, I don't think that's a bad thing that it took you years, Jen. I think that that is honestly just, especially when we're beginning this forgiveness journey, usually it's with a bigger trauma, you know, and we don't know what that looks like. And this trauma has probably caused all kinds of devastation in our life. We're probably acting still out of that trauma. We're right. making decisions based on that trauma. We even have so many side effects of that trauma.
Even though you don't know that you're doing that.
Right. So, you know, just like I'm getting healthy, folks, and losing weight, it takes some time, right? Like, it's a journey. It took years to put on this weight. It took years for all this trauma and all this stuff to, you know, unfold. And it's going to take a little time to heal, right? And forgive. And in my case too, like, lose the weight. So it's not uncommon for this to be a journey, right? Like, it took a long time to get where we're at, and it might take a while to undo all the damage, right?
Yeah. So just, tell me a little bit
just
about
like
yours.
The healing journey. Okay. So, I will go with the first sexual abuse trauma, because that was something that really affected me first, and it was one of the hardest things to forgive. Teenage years were just crazy and suicidal and all these things. Didn't know it was from this first childhood sexual trauma. And then I began to realize that all of these things kind of led from this person. And then, you know, I kept hearing things. And it's funny, because I just reflected on this the other day, how I was kind of an atheist, honestly, at the time in my young 20s. And God uses everything, like, he is so good to use. But Oprah, y'all know I love some Oprah. Oprah was on the television in my young 20s. And even the Oprah show, who Oprah loves the Lord too, even the Oprah show was speaking about, many times, episode after episode, she would touch on forgiveness. And the only way to really heal from things is surrendering and letting go and forgiving. And I kept hearing that over and over and over. And to me at the time meant nothing, but it was like God was planting seeds in my heart from a young age, preparing my heart. So when I started my forgiveness journey, I really want to tell you where I started from, because what God did was just amazing. But I hated the person so much that I wanted the person to die and rot in hell. That was the feelings I had when I started my forgiveness journey. Mm-hmm. But I chose to go to God, my Heavenly Father, and just say, I surrender this situation to you, and I forgive this person. And of course, went on my own healing journey, still had a bitter, yucky heart. Still, the trauma was unfolding in my life. Still, the bitterness, hurt, all the stuff was there for years. And I, over the years, kept doing that, like Jen had said, kept going to my father and kept saying, I forgive them, and hoping that that was the magical time, you know, like, that it was going to be unlocked and my heart was going to be whole, if you will, again. But over the years, what happened until we got to where we are now was my heart did begin to soften. I feel like every time I did that, God kind of gave me his eyes in on the situation. Like, maybe something really bad happened to that person. I would just sense that in my heart, like, I'm talking about the person who hurt me. I would just sense in my heart that maybe something bad really happened to that person, or hurt people really hurt hurt people, or you know, like these things just over the years kept on like unfolding, and God was giving me compassion for this person that I hated, in his eyes, on the situation. So when I finally arrived to where I am at now, and I knew I was there, because there was times where I thought I was there, and man, I wasn't even close. But where I am now is that I love the person. I pray that they know the Lord as their Savior, and I pray that they get to spend eternity with the Lord in heaven.
Good stuff.
That's huge, folks. And I do want to say, because in my situation, I never, ever will have a relationship here on this earth with this person again. It wouldn't be a wise or safe decision for me. And of course, every situation is different. So I just want to say that just because you forgive a person doesn't mean you have to have a relationship with this person.
Amen.
This would not be a safe situation for me to put myself or my family back into. This person, unfortunately, still has a horrible, traumatic, crazy life in and out of jail. It's not a situation that I'm going to put myself or my family in. But I can love that person, and I really do pray that that person spends their eternity with the Lord and doesn't have to suffer like he suffered here on earth.
Amen.
But folks, it took years.
But that's a really, really good point, talking about like that you don't have to have a relationship with him.
Yep.
Just because you forgave does not mean you have to have a relationship. So yep. Hear that, folks. That is not what forgiveness means. Like, there's so many like misunderstandings about what forgiveness is. Doesn't mean you have to go into a relationship that may be harmful for you emotionally, physically, spiritually. I mean, I don't know, just all the things, right?
Yeah. If that person's still toxic, why would you be in relationship with them?
Right.
You know, so really, and I know that's really hard for people who went through trauma. Sometimes we don't make the best decisions about who is allowed in out of our life. Sometimes our boundaries are like all over the place and not very strong because we're just grabbing for straws and attention and love, and we'll just take whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But hear me, that do not allow a toxic person back in your life.
Right. That is, right. Right.
That is not a good situation for you. Love yourself enough to let and them and let them go and pray for them. You know, just forgive and move on. Move on. Because they have moved on, friends. They
right.
have moved on. And like Jen started with, we, you know, us being us holding on to unforgiveness is not affecting them in any way, shape, or form, most likely.
Right.
Maybe, but most likely not.
That brings me to my next point of, and you kind of touched on it too. Forgiveness does not mean you pretend that the act didn't happen.
Right.
Meaning you have all the rights in the world to set up boundaries and to keep yourself safe. Even if you remain in a relationship with that person, the boundaries, you can set boundaries with
yep.
like how much access they have to you. Maybe it's someone that, you know, may have wounded you and through actions, and maybe you just need a boundary, a safe line
yep.
to protect yourself, keep yourself safe. And I think that's okay.
Yes. Well, yeah. I mean, in my situation there, the fact of the matter was I was a child and I was sexually abused by this person. Now I have young children. Would it be a wise decision for me to be in relationship with that person again? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. They have shown themselves, not that people can't change, hear me on that, but they have shown themselves to have abused. And I know there is a cycle there. There is other victims. They have shown themselves to be an abuser of children. So it is not a wise decision of a mom of young kids to be in relationship with this person, right?
Right.
So, yeah, just set those boundaries. Block people on Facebook. You don't need to continue to be triggered for the rest of your life.
Right. Torturing yourself.
Block them on all social media. Block their phone number. Whatever you need to do to forgive and to heal.
Right. Amen.
Yeah. So I mean, sometimes they're just bad. You know, sometimes people just continually make bad choices. Unfortunately. They do.
And you have to protect yourself. And God wants you to keep yourself safe, right? God doesn't want you to be in an emotionally harmful situation. So it brings me to another point about what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not forgetting. Like I've heard so many people say that don't know scripture. Well, it says to forgive and forget. No, it doesn't. The only person that says who forgives and forgets is God. It says he can throw our sins as far as the east is from the west, meaning he can throw them so like the east and the west never meet. Like you're continually going east until you turn around and go west. Like they never meet. So basically God puts our sins into forgetfulness. Like he forgives and forgets. Mm-hmm. It does not say anything about the person like us, forgive and forget. God does not say that. He says, forgive.
Right. Yep. That's what he commands us to do. Yep.
Right. So look up scripture, folks. It does not say forgive and forget.
Right.
Because I hear people say that, well, if I've forgiven them, I have to forget that they did something and I have to forget all about it and pretend and act like everything's okay and that, you know, nothing occurred and whatever. And it's like, but if it's a harmful thing, yeah, not so good.
Right. Like all of a sudden we're going to have a head injury and not remember this. Come on, folks. That's not how it works.
But people put self-judgments on themselves like, oh, if I truly forgave them, I should be able to forget it. And it's like, no, like trauma, you never forget.
Yeah.
You just don't. But can you forgive it? Absolutely. But it's like, let yourself off the hook. If you still can recall an offense, or it comes to mind whenever you're around that person, that doesn't mean you haven't forgiven them. And I just want people to let themselves off of the hook with that. Like, quit giving yourself self-judgment that you can't forget, like God says, because God doesn't say that.
Right. Yeah, I totally think you can use your like body and your emotion as indicators, though. Like if you're kind of still on the journey, like
you have to process.
Like, yeah, because I know that there has been times where I have seen a person, not this person, but I've seen a person who I have forgiven, and I'm like, all this bitterness and all this yuck just rushes back just by seeing them. And I'm like, oh, we're going to have to go to the throne room
and process that again, right? Right.
Because we haven't arrived. So I think that's good to mention, that really pay attention to those cues. Amen. Like, that's your forgiveness journey. You know, that's where you can then go to the Father and begin again. You know, he is so good. If when you're obedient and you do that forgiveness thing, he is so good to meet you in those things and begin to soften and heal your heart. So pay attention to those cues. You're probably just still on your journey. Because I know there's a couple out there still. I'm like, oh, shoot. I thought I was done with that.
It happened to me today. I had an offense that had happened over 5 years or no longer than that, like maybe 7 years ago.
Ouch.
And really thought I'd process that thing through. And then I went to talk about it today and I just felt this twinge of pain. And I was like, oh, okay. There's still something there I need to walk through and feel. And I was like, oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't let the pain go. And even though, like I said, I acknowledge that forgiveness is a journey, but I think because I hadn't talked about it in such a long time and I didn't realize there were still tendrils of things that I needed to kind of work through. So, and that's okay.
Give yourself grace, folks.
Amen. I love me and I know I'm okay. And I know that I love my father and I know my father loves me. And so I have grace from him. So I'm going to give myself grace.
Yeah. And just continue to act in obedience and plant the seeds of forgiveness. So I just want to say and pray that, friends, begin your forgiveness journey today. It doesn't have to look pretty. It doesn't have to come from the heart. Just start. Yep. Just go to God and just, even if it's all you can say is, I forgive, and say the person's name.
Yeah.
That's an amazing start.
Yeah.
That's amazing. No one else has to know about it. Just between you and your Heavenly Father. So I pray that is something you have the courage to do today. And you'll see even as you begin the exchange of the Father's love for your act of obedience. He shows up every time. So
yes, he does. And he's so good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. All right. Well, we're going to wrap it up there. And again, we thank you, Miss Tamara, for sending us the email with lots of different topics to potentially talk on. We appreciate that so much. And we appreciate anybody else who would want to send us topics as well.
Yep.
And thank you for joining us for episode 51. We will see you next week.
Bye, friends.
You've been listening to the Plans, Hope, and a Future podcast with Jennifer Osborne and Tiffany Brereton. Podcast copyright 2023, Parable Road, LLC.